Okay, today is Thursday, the 6th of January, 2022, at 5:37 a.m., and it is presently 35 degrees outside. This is a dream report. I woke up at about 3 or so from a dream, and in this dream, I was with a black lady. And we were on a property that kind of a little bit reminded me of the property I grew up on, except the topography was a whole lot different. We were at one edge and of the property line, and on that other side, the land sloped downward quite a ways, so that we were on an upper level and we could see down onto the adjoining property. And there was wo sort of woods, sparse trees where we were at, and then down below it was clear. We could see it was flat. It was only like if it was a straight line down, it'd probably be like maybe 60 feet. It was a slope, so you could actually walk down it if you were good at scrambling. And if you're really good at scrambling up, you could walk up. Except if you've lost your footing, you would slide down, but you wouldn't get hurt really or killed or anything. Just a steep slope. But we could see down. We were kind of just taking in the view, and there was like this chain link fence that separated the properties, and we were up against the fence, looking down, taking in the view. And suddenly I saw this tiger walking along, a real tiger, which startled me because this was in Western Washington and you don't have tigers. I mean, this was like a real African tiger with orange stripes and stuff, or a real tiger, black stripes on orange body, whatever. And I pointed this out to the black lady I was with, and at first she didn't quite see it, and it was walking from our right to our left, and then she sees it, and it starts walking around, and it's going to come up the slope and around the fence to where we're at, and I'm going, and before we know it, the tiger is looking right at us, like from about 20 feet away, and then it keeps walking slowly, and as I realize that we have no means of escape, I just turn and cover the black lady with my body, and I start praying. I just start praying in Jesus' name. Next thing I know, and then the black lady says, "Oh, look, there's a lion." And apparently, there was also a lion. I didn't really see the lion, but she did. And then the next thing I know, I am laying in a bed with this black lady, covering her with my body, and I'm still praying in Jesus' name. And that's all I say, in Jesus' name. And then I know she's saying something about the lion, but the next thing I know, the tiger is in the bed, and I'm going, okay, he's going to eat us or something. And then the next thing I know, the tiger's laying down purring like a cat. And I start to pet the tiger, and I go, well, okay, guess he's kind of happy. He doesn't want to eat us. So I think while I was doing that, I kept saying in Jesus' name over and over again. And that was the end of the dream. And I woke up and I was very tired and sore in my shoulders. And I went back to sleep and I woke up at about 5 again. And I was still very tired, like I had worked all night long. And my shoulders were sore. That was the dream. Coincidentally, today is the 1 year anniversary from the quote insurrection unquote, which I don't think it was. I think it's this whole thing is blown out of proportion. The reason why it's a big deal is because the Congress people have turned it into the idol that Thomas Jefferson proclaimed it to be. They have turned their position in government into an idol, and they have turned, and I didn't know this, but Hill, not long ago, but Thomas Jefferson wanted to name the capital after a Greek or Roman Capitolium, which was dedicated to a foreign god like Zeus or somebody like that. Apparently Thomas Jefferson was into Greek and Roman gods or something. Because the original name, it was just going to be the city of the legislative city or the congressional city or something like that. It wasn't called capital. I didn't know that's where the word capital came from until a few weeks ago when I was listening to a talk show that was talking about all that. Well, anyway, today happens to be the 1 year anniversary from when a bunch of rioters broke into the House of Representatives house in protest over the election, because they thought some of the election results had been tinkered with. And it started as a rally to support President Trump, but it ended up as a riot. And the Democrats want to call it an insurrection. Bullshit. The insurrection is the Democrats who have strayed from the meaning of the Constitution. But they have also turned their position into an idol and turned it into idolatry. And they've been, some of them lately have been calling it a temple, where, you know, well, that would be wrong, because Congress is supposed to not support religion. If you have a temple, that's a religion. They've turned they have turned themselves and their elected positions collectively into an idol, into a religion, the religion of government. So I think that was the Lord God's way of shaking the house, as it were, and revealing all this crap. So whether or not my dream has something to do with that, I don't know. I'm not really ready for post-dream analysis any more than I just already said. So I'll just stop it here and look at it later.